awake, for morning in the bowl of night has flung the stone that puts the stars to flight, and lo, the hunter of the east has caught the sultan's turret in a noose of light. Dreaming when dawn's left hand was in the sky, I heard a voice within the tavern cry, "Awake, my little ones, and fill the cup, before life's liquor in its cup be dry." As the cock crew, those who stood before the tavern shouted, "Open then the door! You know how little while we have to stay, and once departed, may return no more. But come with old Khayyam, and leave the lot of Kaikobad and Kaikhosru forgot. Let Rustum lay about him as he will, or Hatim Tai cry supper. Heed them not. Please don't laugh, please don't mock, for I'm a writer with writer's block. I'm sitting here writing poppycock, because my brain's got writer's block. Imagination and inspiration are two things I just can't unlock. Despite my hefty concentration, all I've got is writer's block. With vacant eyes I watch the clock. I hear it tick, I hear it tock, but creativity fails to knock, and all I've got is writer's block. The dazzling tail of a proud peacock, the rising blooms of the hollyhock, the fragrance from the night-scented stock, all fail to thaw my writer's block. All in the blue unclouded weather, thick jewels shone the saddle leather, the helmet and the helmet feather burned like one burning flame together. As he rode down to Camelot, as often through the purple night, below the starry clusters bright, some bearded meteor, trailing light, moves over still Shalott. His broad clear brow in sunlight glowed, on burnished hooves his warhorse trode, from underneath his helmet flowed his coal-black curls as on he rode, as he rode down from Camelot. From the bank and from the river he flashed into the crystal mirror. "Tira-lira, by the river," sang Sir Lancelot. She left the web, she left the loom, she made 3 paces through the room. She saw the water lily bloom, she saw the helmet and the plume. She looked down to Camelot. Out flew the web and floated wide. The mirror cracked from side to side. "The curse is come upon me," cried the Lady of Shalott. Off the shores of Toadstool Island, among the coral and the fish, lie a bounty of mystical creatures, a place to dream and wish. Upon a shell-encrusted rock sits a mermaid with long blonde hair, whispering secrets to passing dolphins, tickling their noses with loving care. Below the waves dance purple starfish, crabs scuttle over golden sand. Next time you're near the ocean, remember this magical land.